Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 14, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is the best thing to learn from a mother? When my mother passed away, which was when I was already over 70 years old, I felt that she had been carrying me in her arms my whole life, and she only let me go at that very moment of her departure. When we are babies, we are completely dependent on the care from our mothers, and the natural care that mothers hold for their babies is far more important than all other human desires. This is because the mother's desire to care for and connect to her baby precedes our every other desire, for food, sex, family, wealth, respect and control. I often emphasize the immense importance of a mother's care for her child because we need to use this caring force in order to bring humanity to a harmonious and peaceful state. It is what human society's positive future depends on. In the Wisdom of Kabbalah, we discuss the Sefirah of Bina as a quality that wishes solely to give and to bestow as a protection, cover and shield that is somewhat similar to this world's example of a mother's care for her child. If we wish to use this force of Bina, that is, to cover ourselves with the force of bestowal, we then become similar to a baby in its mother's arms. We acquire the protection of Bina's special force, a force in nature that Kabbalists call the light of Hasidim, mercy, which drives away the negative egoistic forces that cause every bit of suffering in our lives. That is all humanity lacks, the feeling of a supreme caring force that wishes solely to bestow, similarly to a mother's natural care for her baby, covering our relations in society like an umbrella. We would then be unable to act negatively toward each other because the harmful egoistic forces would be afraid of mother, the force of bestowal that would be present in our midst. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. A book about the mysteries of the universe. The Book of Zohar is a very famous book. It does not even need to be advertised. Everyone has heard about it, everyone respects it even if they do not understand a single word. This book, which tells about the mysteries of the universe, its structure, its past, present, and future history, contains everything. And the preface to the Book of Zohar speaks about the inner content of the Book of Zohar in a condensed form. The fact is that the Book of Zohar consists of several volumes and the preface to it is very short, broad, and comprehensive. According to Baal HaSulam, the author of the commentary on the Zohar, the preface replaces, in general, the entire the Book of Zohar. From CAB TV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, April 23, 2023. Illogical existence. Question: what is logic? Answer: logic is a clear sense of the cause and effect connection between phenomena. Question: but the spiritual seemingly does not conform to logic? Answer: it is the spiritual that is built according to the most rigid, clear logic. Our world, on the contrary, is absolutely illogical. You just got used to it and are inside of it. It is a small world, a small mind, and so it seems to you that everything is logical here, like a small child for whom everything, so to speak, is logical. This is a toy, this is a car, etc. Everything is in place. But if you dig a little deeper, nothing is clear, nothing can be understood. There is no logic either in us, in our life, in our communication, in our actions, in anything. The biggest lack of logic is the fact that we exist. What is the point of living if it all ends, if all the little pleasures are so much less than the efforts to achieve them? Where is the logic if I spend 99% of my efforts and nerves striving to get 1% of something? In general, where is the logic in a person's life, in his actions? What is he clinging to? To his protein existence? What does he do in life? He creates a family, gives birth to children. For what? Only to their detriment. What do they have from this life except suffering? We put an absolutely illogical existence on a pedestal as something special. Life. We praise it, we sing about it. But if this life is devoid of the great meaning of connection with infinity, then it has no meaning. Fools are all who live just like that. But in the spiritual world, precisely in connection with the penetration into infinity, there is logic, there is a sense of the continuity of existence, a connection with the truth, the force of the world that holds this world and the upper world and leads us to a state above time, movement, and place, which means it is higher than our small, closed, limited world. Even during your earthly life, this force reveals a completely different universe to you. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is logic? February 21, 2011. On the same frequency. Question: should Kabbalah be disseminated in a form that can be perceived by a person? Answer: how else? By studying the technology in our world, we know that there must be an adaption of signals by which they pass through various communication channels. Therefore, they adapt both to the source from which these channels originate and to the consumer. We transmit everything through very high electromagnetic vibrations. As a result, the speaker speaks, and the listener picks up everything at the same frequency as the sounds come from the speaker. That is, we must adapt ourselves to the person so that he receives all the information in the form in which he can understand it. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Sect. February 6, 2011. Spreading spiritual energy. Question: what is better for dissemination, when a person attains the spiritual degree and descends from it to the level of all people with his new qualities, or is it while he does not yet feel spirituality that he can disseminate this information more efficiently? Answer: both are good, after all. What can a person who has no contact with spirituality at all convey? Compose some kind of smash hit or something? But if a person is in spirituality and has composed even if not a smash hit, but a good song and everyone has accepted it, then to this extent people already consume some spiritual energy. Comment: let's say a person is filled with energy more and more and at some point reaches a peak where he can no longer keep it in himself, he suffers from it. Then, the only solution is to transfer this energy to another. My response: but the capacity of his vessel is very small. Question: can the need to transfer energy to the other be analogous to the quality of bestowal? Answer: that is why bestowal is the source of reception, since through it you attract new desires to yourself. They become yours. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Problems of Kabbalah, February 18, 2011. What is beyond the final correction? Question: what is the correction of a Kabbalist who is already outside the body? Answer: a Kabbalist exists in the general system of the universe and works in it. In this vast field, everything is interconnected into one single organism in which rigid connections between its parts, like between cells and organs of the body, are constantly updated, overflowing, and changing. All this leads to the revelation of the overall system. Question: what is the further goal of this system? What will happen when it is fully corrected? Answer: I am not aware of such a state. It is not described anywhere. There are some hints in the Zohar, but these are just hints. Kabbalistic sources describe only part of the path up to the end of correction, and we do not know what exists after it. There is a completely different reality that is corrected and perfect, which even Kabbalists who have not reached this state cannot understand. They say in general terms that such high states, properties, and laws begin there, about which we know nothing. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is it to be out of the body? February 21, 2011. Criticism. Question: why does a person have such a quality as criticism? Answer, it is just egoism. Comment, as a rule, everyone is inclined to criticize others, not themselves. My response, this happens if you are in your usual egoism. If you strive to connect with others, then you begin to criticize yourself. Whatever in you is the opposite of connecting with others. If you want to advance to the goal, you have no other choice. You have to set a goal and a means for yourself, and criticize everything that is against it. From CapTV's I Got a Call. What is criticism? February 21, 2011. Why has the pronunciation of Hebrew changed? Over the years since the appearance of the Hebrew language, its writing and grammar have remained unchanged. But the sounds have undergone various changes, as has its pronunciation, since it depends on the person in our world. The real pronunciation, which consists of guttural, whistling, and hissing sounds, has been lost by us. Today we practically do not produce, express, and understand the five types of sounds: palatal, dental, throat, labial, and cheek. And they are very important. The same sound uttered by teeth, lips, cheeks, palate, or throat has a completely different meaning depending on which of the five parts of the soul it belongs to: Keter, Hochma, Bina, Zayin Pin, Malchut. It all depends on how we exhale air, how we pump it through the throat. After all, the throat is a combination of Malchut and Bina. When Bina descends from the head, Rosh, into the body, Guf, a throat is formed at the intersection of the human and animal levels, and huge changes occur there, which are the combinations of the qualities of Malchut and Bina. That's why we don't use any of it all. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Voice Telepathy, January 23, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, does being against the State of Israel automatically make you anti-Semitic? Jews bear the method to positively connect above society's myriad divisions and conflicts, but they themselves are unaware of it. The more divided human society becomes, the more humanity needs this method of connection. There exists a subconscious feeling among people worldwide, some feel it more while others feel it less, that Jews possess this method of connection, and that they hold it back from humanity. Of course, this feeling does not become iterated as clearly and directly as, "Hey, you Jews hold a method of connection that you're unaware of, so please start using this method you possess to positively connect among yourselves above your divisions, and then the positive connection you discover will spread outwardly to everyone, everywhere, and then we can all live happily ever after. Oh, and also, then we won't hate you or your state anymore. On the contrary, we'll have total love and respect for you, because then you'll bring a whole new feeling of harmony, peace and happiness into our lives." People feel that the Jews hold a certain something back from them, which can let them live much better lives. What are those much better lives, and what exactly should the Jews do? Neither humanity in general knows, nor do Jews. Nonetheless, nature gives everyone besides Jews that feeling, that Jews have something that they hold back from world, which is behind the world's various turmoils. Over the course of 2,000 years of Jewish exile, such sentiment was dressed in myriad accusations against the Jews. Today, however, after the establishment of the Jewish state, the State of Israel, then a key part of anti-Semitism stands out as anti-Israelism, that is, varying degrees of resentment against the State of Israel. Anti-Semitism thus has several faces. Some people feel more anti-Semitic, while others feel more anti-Israeli, but both feelings stem from the same root. And behind these negative perceptions of Jews and Israel is a feeling that the Jews have a certain something that they hold back from the world. Jews themselves are clueless as to what it is. Only the Kabbalists among them actively and consciously engage in the method of connection. If the Jews will reveal the method of connection to humanity, then both anti-Semitism and anti-Israelism will indeed disappear from the face of the planet, and in their place will emerge a newfound reverence for the people who impact unity, harmony and peace throughout the world. Based on the video, what's the difference between being anti-Semitic and being against us, support of Israel? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.